Hello and welcome back to yet another episode of the Prepare for Landon podcast. I am Joshua Landon. Of course, you can follow some of my music in the description below at Flight Risk and Super Destroyer. And what else happened to me? Oh yeah, I got married. And it was a lot of fun. My wife looked beautiful and we're very thankful for everyone that could come out and share the day with us. And she actually joined us on this episode with my guest, Ashley Soro. My wife does hair, and so she'll do hair for all these women that sign up to go on these retreats. Ashley is a fitness trainer. She's been in competitions, but now she's recently conducted these retreats for women that, depending on which tier you buy through in and sign up for, you could train with her for a few months, get into better physical shape, and then when that is over, you take a trip to either Vegas or Cabo or Cancun. This October, they're actually going to Santorini, Greece, which will be really cool. And you go there, you do a photo shoot with a photographer. My wife does your hair. You get all nice, show off your progress, and show what you've done. And they've recently even started doing meditation classes with all of these retreats that she's doing. And she's got ones planned in the future, but make sure you go follow Ashley. She's super awesome. Lovely conversation. Very much enjoyed it. And sign up. If you're not going to make it to this one and going into Greece, there's more in the future. So please sign up and enjoy the episode.
Wow, dude!
I don't know, man. Crazy, dude. Like,
I let you in my house.
What are we talking about? What?
This is the Prepare for Landon podcast with your host, Joshua Landon. Buckle up.
It's all staying in, by the way.
What?
You guys selfing is staying in the episode for sure.
What? Are you already recording?
No.
Yeah, we're going.
Oh. No.
It's like I could edit around it, but why would do that?
No. Take
he
it out.
Does that to me.
He like was helping me with like practicing something once, or it was the thing that he wanted me to record.
Oh yeah. For the trip or whatever.
Yeah, he was trying to help me, and then he was just like, "Yeah, I'm just recording," and I was like, "What?
No! Why would you do that to me?"
But anyway, yeah, we could start in so many different directions because there's a lot to talk about, even stuff that we've already talked about earlier. But I guess start with, who are you?
Who am I? Who am I?
And why should people know you? And
that is a question. It's a
join in on
question.
Your journey.
So I am Ashley. My name is Ashley Soro. And I used to say that I was a certified personal trainer and online fitness and nutrition coach. But my passion has been in hosting international retreats for women. And I call them getaways because it's very transformative, but it's also like fun and full of luxury and good food and connection. But yeah, I'm going to be 33 in a few weeks.
Happy
birthday. And yeah, I live in Temecula. You guys are
what's your address? Give all your information. Social security number. But yeah, so was that the goal, was to do these types of retreats for women when you first got into personal training?
No, actually, I used to be a part of fitness competitions. The WBFF, it's World Beauty Fitness and Fashion. And I had competed in a different federation before, and this one just felt very feminine and like I could have my personality on stage, and I loved doing the competitions because it just gave me this boost of confidence. So when I was doing those shows, well, I became a trainer and a coach, and then I was continuing to compete, and as I was doing it, I started prepping for photo shoots. And I think it was the second one, I went to Ibiza. And it was with one of the photographers through the WBFF. And he almost set it up like a, what would you call it? Like a workshop. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, this would be amazing to put an event on where I prep you know, women for a photo shoot and take them on this trip, and we celebrate their success through this photo shoot. Mm-hmm. So at that time, that was, I did that in late 2019. So November 2019 was when I did that workshop. And then going to 2020 was when I put it together for my clients. And at that time, I'd been building a community. I was at Self-Made in San Marcos, mm-hmm. and I'd been building a community. So the girls that came on that first trip, which we ended up going to Vegas, that we took this like tiny little SUV out there. We were all cramped in this SUV. It was the best though. But
how many people?
There were, I think six of us. Mm. Yeah. And oh yeah, Jenna was there. Jenna has been with me for every single one of the events. She's been a part of it. Mm-hmm. But that first one was, I loved the experience, and I had a videographer come out and ask the girls about their journey and what they were enjoying most. And every single one of them talked about the connection with the other girls. They were like, oh, this experience has been so great because we've had these beautiful conversations. And so at the time, I was like, okay, so there's a need for connection, obviously. But then they're going through this program and they're feeling really good about themselves and they're feeling confident. So I knew that the photo shoot part was also, you know, part of the glamour, mm-hmm. and everything, but really like the feeling of connection and then feeling like they've not arrived, but feeling that they've worked hard towards something and they're feeling really good and they want to celebrate that. So I knew that I wanted to keep that. So I did another one in Cancun, which Jenna has been a part of every single one of them. So she's, mm-hmm. yeah, anyone that I talk about, she'll be in there. But we went to Cancun, and at that time, you know, the one that I hosted in Vegas and then the one that I did in Cancun, I was still very heavy into the competing. So that reflected the trips. So it was all about the photo shoot, and it was all about, you know, we want to feel really good in our skin, but like we're also very focused on the overall image. Mm-hmm. And at the time, that was basically reflecting of where I was at as well. So August 2021, I had my professional debut and I didn't place, and I put so much into that show. At that point, I was only doing one show a year, and I put my everything into it and I lost, and my like world came crumbling down. It's like thinking about it, it's like, wow, like that's all it took for you to like lose all of your, you know, confidence and everything.
It was a lot of work, a lot of stress on the body and the mind, even like emotions. And you put so much effort into it in every single way. And then to come up with a result that you weren't hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, even just like leading up to it, like it's not even just the aftermath of it. Like I don't do the competitions, you know this, but I've been working with Ashley since 2019, and I've seen her go through all of these different like
phases
of going through her shows and stuff like that, and like leading
Ashley
up to the show, it would always be like, she's training, she's going, she's doing her thing.
It was terrible.
And I was just like, poor Ashley. She's working so hard. Mm. And yeah, but
yeah, it's a lot. It's really. But up until I started competing, I didn't have confidence in myself. I had very low self-esteem. And competing gave me that confidence. Mm. What I didn't realize until that post show, which was like the deepest, I had always struggled with depression. I just didn't even know that I was really struggling with depression. And after that show, it hit so hard to where it was like I had to shine a light on the things that didn't make sense in my life. And competing up until that point had given me so much confidence. Mm. But what it didn't give me was, I still felt like I didn't deserve it. I still was really lacking self-esteem. And I wasn't in alignment with who I am as a person, because I was constantly seeking validation outside, you know, attention. And I needed someone to tell me that I was good. So going on a stage and you're giving power to these people. These, you know, and it's very subjective, and you're giving power to these people to tell you, oh, you won, like congratulations, you're worthy. And really, you're just it's a battle within yourself of mm-hmm. of trying to prove your own worthiness, right? And I didn't recognize how much that played a role in my life. And so that depression, it wasn't just I got on stage and was told, you know, you're not good enough. I didn't feel like I was good enough. And I knew that I wasn't in alignment with who I am as a person. I was living this life where I was putting on a mask and I didn't want to ever take that mask off. And I had a conversation with at my time as my business coach. And he said, this is Ashley. This person that I'm sitting with right now is Ashley. I don't know who this is. And he pointed to my social media and I said, but that's what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm a fitness model. That's what everyone's doing. And he was like, but this isn't who you are. And it didn't really resonate because at that time I still ended up posting all that. That was still going into my show. Mm-hmm. I was still showing up as that person on my social media, mm-hmm. but I would be posting things or I would post a video and I would feel gross. And I'd be like, why am I posting this? Like, this isn't me, you know, but I was at like, it was, I was battling myself doing that. Mm-hmm. And that depression really, it was an eye opener. I had to go through it. I didn't have to sit in it as long as I did, man. It was 5 months, right? 5 months of a lot, but slowly started getting out of it, started recognizing the things that I really needed to have in my life. I had been a fitness coach at that point since, you know, 2018, early 2018. So everything that I taught my clients was hard for me to do. It was when you're depressed and you're really in that depression, you don't want to train, you don't want to eat right, you want to isolate, even though it makes you more lonely.
Do you feel like your clients kind of helped pull you out of your stages of feeling down and feeling depressed? And like, because you kind of had someone that you like, okay, they rely on me. Mm-hmm. Like I need to be strong for them and mm-hmm. for the people that are like counting on me. So like you kind of just, did you find yourself at any point, I guess, maybe shoving down how you were feeling for your clients?
So one of my superpowers is that I make people feel really comfortable. Mm. So when my clients are around me, they feel comfortable to be themselves, to share. So any time that I wasn't myself, most of the time when I wasn't myself, I was aware that I wasn't myself, but my clients understood me as a person and they knew that I was showing up as best as I could. And my low was still not, you know, someone who's like walking around like angry at everyone and, you know, projecting this like really negative, you know, energy. Mm-hmm. It was never like that. In my mind, it was like, gosh, I need to get out of this. Like my clients need me, right? But I showed up for my clients. It's not that I hid under a rock and didn't show up. But to that, I got into coaching because I wanted to help fix other people instead of fixing myself, instead of figuring out what it is in myself that needs fixing. It makes it easier to when you're helping other people, but then I also had to accept the fact that there was so much in myself that I wasn't handling, right? So I also felt at that time that there was an integrity with what I was doing by promoting myself on stage. And then there also was an integrity in how I was choosing to live my life and how I was talking to myself. Like I can't be a coach for people, for women to empower them and to help them feel some type of way if I don't feel that way. Mm-hmm. And when depression kicks in, I don't know how to pull myself out of it, right? So I always thought of it as a learning experience. And then in those moments, my clients helped me pull me out of that by helping me recognize that I had to look within myself to understand what needed fixing. And it wasn't that anything needed fixing. I just needed to accept myself. Like I'm a whole human being, regardless of if I win a show, if I have a bad day or a bad moment, like I'm whole on my own. And that took, that took a long time to understand. And even after that depression, right, I was still figuring that out. Mm-hmm. That self-esteem, the lack of self-esteem I didn't really deal with it fully until we went on our trip to another one of my transformational retreats in Cabo. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was the evolution of it. Through the depression, we were supposed to go to Cabo. And the way that it happened was I had a couple of clients who had already signed up to go and they weren't doing well. And I was in a weird space and I was in that transitional phase of like, wait, I don't want to talk about this retreat anymore because I don't believe in it anymore. Mm-hmm. Like I'm different. So how am I going to host this retreat when like, I don't really want that image obsessed event. Mm-hmm. So fast forward to recreating this Cabo trip. Even when I promoted it, like I didn't even really talk about it very much. I didn't believe in it because I wanted it to be about self-development and growth. And I wanted there still to be a photo shoot because I think there's something beautiful about women feeling really empowered and feeling beautiful and being able to celebrate that. But I wanted it to be more about the journey, mm-hmm. about true self-development. And so in order to do that, you have to feel what? Like you're worthy. And I still was really struggling with that concept. And we went to Cabo and I knew that I wanted this woman to come on the trip because she's a healer, but it was more so I think I've told Jenna this before, her energy is so calming. She's just at peace. Like when you're with her, she exudes that. And that's something that I always wanted, right? My brain was always chaotic. I didn't know peace. I didn't understand it. So I just wanted to be around her. I'm like, if I could be around someone like that, maybe it'll teach me how to have peace, to find peace within myself. So I knew that I wanted her on this trip and I brought her and we're going, we're there. We did the photo shoot. I was already like worlds ahead of the ones in the past.
Well, even just like going, we had our dinner where we were setting our intentions mm-hmm. and stuff and like going around the table. And I was just like, just doing that. I was like, this is something special. And like having, Donna just be like, oh, like as soon as she spoke, uh-huh. I was like, oh, this lady's gonna make me cry. I was like, there's something different about this mm-hmm. whole situation. I'm like, there's something that there's gonna be some changes and some positive things happening. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So before we get too far, because I don't think we really touched on exactly what these trips are.
Yeah.
So you bring, you start months in advance, a year in advance? How long do you start?
No, so now the model is slightly different. So okay. I have three different packages. So okay. The first one is you just go for the experience. And okay. that is the Better You package. And so that one you can just sign up. You come on the experience with us. We're there for 5 to 6 days.
You watch everybody else do it. Is that what it's... Like, is that the experience package?
Oh, the experience package is you come and you're a part of the photo shoot.
Okay. And you're so you part did of the whole training. You worked out. You did the
program. No, that one's not with the training. So that one is just, I just go for the experience.
Okay.
But it's still an experience because you got all the self-development. You have the healing, you have the breath work, you have the meditation, yeah. You have the community, the connection. And then the second package, or I guess it's not really 1, 2, 3, but another package is... You get the training. You get the full transformation. Okay. So then you're working with me, and it's for 12 weeks. So you're working with me for 3 months.
3 months.
So we're
leading up to the trip.
Yes.
Okay.
And we're nailing aspects of being fit in all areas of the board. Mm-hmm. So I say I want you to be physically, mentally, and emotionally fit. What does that mean? That means you're eating better. That means you're moving more. That means you're working on your mindset, and that means that you're in a place to manifest better things into your life mm-hmm. and taking action and feeling what it feels like to do those things for yourself. That creates so much more change in and of itself. But that package is training for 3 months, and then you get everything else, the whole experience. Yeah. And then the other package is specifically for business owners. So you go for the experience, but the breakout sessions that we have, the self-development sessions that we have with our healer and our achievement psychologist, those are specifically directed to building your business. And then when we have the breakout sessions, it's kind of like a mastermind setup where we're collaborating and seeing what ways we can really expand in our business. And when you're in that environment mm-hmm. with women who are like killing it, not only in business, but just in general with who they are as human beings, it is just, it's like a domino effect. Like you just, the energy is so high and so infectious. And you clear, again, when you work with Donna, someone like Donna, you're clearing these parts that hold you back from experiencing life the way that you want to. So if you have something that you carry with you that you haven't released in your life that makes you think that you're unworthy or unlovable or poor, if you really think those at your core, you're never going to be able to create wealth, abundance, happiness, joy, right? Because you feel like you're not worthy of it. You feel like you're not deserving. You feel like that's just not for you. Mm-hmm. So when you clear those things in that type of environment and you're really intentional, you leave and you continue doing things in your life to keep that feel. You want that feeling. You're like, gosh, I felt so good.
I'm addicted to it.
And I think you said that.
Yeah. Yeah. For like, being on these trips were just like, it allows you to really like hone in, especially this last trip in Cabo. It created a space where it's like, oh, I don't have to worry about, I don't have to worry about work. I don't have to worry about the stresses at home. Like everything stopped. I don't have any distractions. I'm all just like here. It allows me to kind of clear my mind and really hone in on what's actually happening and be completely present in the whole situation.
Yeah, and then like the real test is like then going back outside of that environment and mm-hmm. using those practices and those techniques that you learned in your daily day-to-day life. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, it's addicting.
Yeah,
like it just like that feeling of being there and like all of the amazing things that we got to experience with just like meeting these other women. And like this was like Ashley does in person and online too, so like there's people that it's like, oh, because you had people that like you hadn't really worked with in person.
No, we had, it was the first time that I met her in person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, oh, you're creating all these experiences and like connecting with these people and these like minded women, and yeah, you just have all these connections and you get to experience everything and just everything that we had like all together, because it wasn't just like a one-on-one kind of situation. It was like, oh, everyone was witnessing everyone have these experiences. Mm-hmm. And making those connections really just helped like with focusing in on everything. And yeah, it's addicting. Once you get that good feeling in there, then you're like, ooh, I want more. I want more. I came back and I was just like, I need more of it. I'm sure you saw that a little bit, yeah, too. A little
bit. Then she came back and she was like, well, I want to do it all.
She was like jazzed up, ready to go. Like she seemed very determined and focused on what she wanted out of herself and out of her life. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and I've seen her use those practices even still to this day. So It's really good. And the Cabo trip was the first... Cabo trip was your last trip you just had?
It was the last one, and it was the first one.
First one with this with, new healer.
Yes. Yeah. And that and the intention, mm-hmm. right? I wanted it to be with the intention of this is self-development. Mm-hmm. This isn't just we're going to a beautiful location to take pictures. So the person that's going to want to come on this trip is someone who wants to break down some barriers. They want more out of their life. They know that the only way that they're going to do that is by facing the things that they don't want to face and putting themselves in an environment where they're able to change. And they feel that. And you have to be open. You have to be open to it. You can't go on a trip like this and sit in the meditation and be bothered by thinking about the other things that you should be doing, or you know, maybe you should have brought a jacket, you know. I mean, you know, that's why it was kind of cold in that area, but when you're not focusing on that and you're really in the moment, like I didn't even think about it being cold.
There was an actual like party, so like the resort had like a themed party that was going on,
and it was like further down.
It was starting right as we were mid like meditation. And like literally though that's what was happening, but like we were so like focused in on what was actually happening, I didn't like I barely even realized that that mm-hmm. was happening. Like, you heard it, like, a little bit, but then once we, like, actually, like, woke up out of, like, the meditation, we were like, was it really this loud the whole time?
The best, the best part about that meditation was that we finished, and Donna was standing, and, like, we all looked up at, like, the same moment. And there was this hawk with his birds, with his birds, with his wings spread. And he just hovered over all of us for like a few seconds and then just flew away. And I was like, no. There's a reason that happened, right? And I like go on my phone and I'm like, what is the meaning of this hawk, right? With his wings spread open. And it was, there is a path that you're on that is bigger than you could have ever imagined. And that path is the one that you need to take. Like, that was basically the overall, like, what that sign from the universe is telling you.
Google said this?
Google, dude. Google. Google really showed up for me in that moment. I was like, I knew it, right? We're on to something. But even in that meditation, right, I didn't tell you this, but, like, I was feeling so in such a weird – I was in such a weird place. I was second guessing myself so much that I gave myself strep throat. I got sick. I went
about
there.
The trip or like?
Like, I wasn't, I was like, who, the thought process, and this is something that I cleared, mm-hmm. was, who do I think I am, like, putting on a self-development?
Like imposter syndrome.
Yes, dude. I had imposter syndrome times 20. So I'm like, I know how to do photo shoot retreats. I do that every day. I could do that all day, every day. Like, I've been doing that. Mm-hmm. But who am I to put on a self-development retreat? Not even thinking about how much work I'd done to get to where I was. But it was because I had a block up telling me that I wasn't worthy of putting on a trip like this that was going to be transformative for other people. It already was transformative. Like, them just going there, they'd already made amazing changes in their lives, right? Mm-hmm. I've seen Jenna grow in, like, leaps and bounds, and I'm not going to take full credit for it. But again, like,
you've helped so much. You don't even know. And Josh has seen it too. Yeah. Like, ever since that I met you in early 2019, like, you've helped me not only with, like, my self-confidence and, like, body image challenges, but, like, just, like, being so real, being yourself, mm-hmm. and being that person, and, like, even though you didn't necessarily feel like you were there,
yeah,
like, your clients felt that, and that's why they're attracted to you.
Yeah, because you've been a very positive and uplifting thing in her life, and you can definitely see the change and whatnot. But, it's just you've been a very strong force mm-hmm. around. I feel like anyone that you come in contact with.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I do my best. I have always felt like I'm supposed to live a life of service and to be a positive role model, mm-hmm. you know, positive influence on people. And I don't think that you achieve that by holding in your gifts or thinking that you're not worthy of that kind of life or, you know, so I definitely had to get rid of that. But when you've lived 25 plus years of your life telling yourself that, you know, you're not worthy, and like mm-hmm. it takes time to really let it. Yeah, but it genuinely, it is being aware of it and consistently putting yourself into those environments. And the more you become aware, and I was telling Jenna that I've been meditating like crazy, and I used to tell myself, like, I used to speak things into existence without even realizing that I was doing it. I used to tell myself, like, I can't meditate. My ADD are right. I can't sit for 10 minutes. Like, I could barely sit for 10 minutes, let alone, like, you know, 15. Are you kidding me? And I just kept saying that to myself, like, I can't. And then, well, if you keep saying you can't, you're not going to be able to anyways.
Yeah.
But there was just a level of awareness that just kept getting stronger and stronger. And yeah, I'm like meditating for like 35 minutes and it's finishing. And I'm like, wait, like, that's it? You know, I was so focused in that moment. And I'm like, this wasn't the person that I was in my past. Like, I told myself I couldn't do those things. And you just start, you know, putting yourself in a place where you didn't think was, well, you couldn't imagine for yourself before. Like, well, if I told myself I would never stop biting my nails, and I stopped biting my nails, you know, and I couldn't meditate for more than 10 minutes. And now, you know, 35 minutes in, I'm like, man, like, I could keep going. I want to keep going.
Yeah. Cause like, you listened to the, was it Saul Blinkoff podcast?
Mm-hmm.
So is that who it is?
It was, it's Wynn Claybaugh.
Wynn Claybaugh.
Has his master's podcast, and but he had Saul Blinkoff on. Okay, it.
That's right, yeah. Wynn Claybaugh, yeah. Mm-hmm. His podcast, yeah, she's been sending me episodes and everything on Spotify because she found him through, like, Paul Mitchell.
Yeah, because I work for Paul Mitchell and everything.
but he said something the other day in an episode that was like, if you know something and you don't do it, you don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, it's easy to say like, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that, until you like put yourself actually in that environment, and mm-hmm. then you're like, oh, this is how this works, and I can do these things. I need to surround myself and like actually trust that I'm going in this right direction, mm-hmm. and like put myself in the situations that are, you know, giving, like, feeding into the thing that I want, and like it kind of starts to flow naturally, in a sense.
Absolutely.
Like, it comes out of you because, like, you're actually in the area, you're in the situation that you need to be in to produce whatever you're trying to do.
Exactly what you were saying when I was doing your hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it's you have to put yourself into that experience without actually having experienced it yet. Mm-hmm. Because when you feel, but not just put yourself into the experience, but feel what it feels like. So if someone says, like, how do you want to feel?
Mm-hmm.
And you've never had the imagination, or you've never, you know, you're like, I don't know, like, I want to feel good. Mm-hmm. And you think about something that happened and you're like, oh, well, I want to feel like that. But even that was it was in your past. Like, you want to feel what it feels like when you're living this life almost as a different person, because if you've been accustomed to being extremely negative, not manifesting good things in your life, constant bad things happening and negative energy following you, how are you going to feel what hasn't already happened? Like, you have to put yourself into that position, right? And imagine it for yourself. But a lot of people can't wrap their mind, their head around what that even means.
Yeah.
You know,
that's not asked a lot either, is like, how do you want to feel?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like,
how do you describe,
mm-hmm. how do you, it's always like, what do you want to do, or like this, but you have to have
like that vision in your head. Like, you have to have it like so clear. And that's what the other podcast, the Positive Mindset podcast, like he was saying, like, you have to see yourself and like envision and have that vision so clear, down to like what future you would be wearing, what you would look like.
Yes.
Like, you need to have that in your head, mm-hmm. in order to actually get there. If you don't mm-hmm. know what that looks like, then you're not going to get there.
Yeah, and the decisions you make for yourself and today is complementing that image mm-hmm. that you have, for, like, that you want in your future.
See, and I was telling Jenna too, we think we want something. Mm-hmm. We'll tell ourselves like, oh, I want $1 million, or oh, I want, you know, I want to make, you know, however much money every single month, right? And then when you're actually present and you put yourself into that position and you're focusing on a feeling, which I was telling her, like, I'll get into these, I go into like high achiever mode and I'm like, I need to focus on focusing. Like, I need to focus so hard that I imagine this thing, right? And I'm like, Ashley, you got to let go. Like, you're being present means you're not trying to control what's happening. That's being present. And the second I do that, that's when the images come to me. And then I feel, and I told her, I just told you, that feeling of peace has been something that I've wanted so badly, because there has been so much chaos in my mind. I've always been the, you know, oh, Ashley's the hot mess. Ashley's unorganized. Ashley's all over the place. Ashley is messy. You know, that is the story that I continue to believe about myself. Well, tell me why, when I am in that moment, I'm that present, I see myself like in a creek, like just like standing on top of stones. And I, for whatever reason, it's always water. I'm always by water. Mm-hmm. Like, I had one where I was in the beach, right? But this one was like, I'm in this beautiful creek and there's like a little bit of sunlight like peeking in from the trees. And I like got so emotional that I started like tears came down my eyes. It wasn't because I was sad. It was because it felt so amazing. Like I just felt so much gratitude and I felt so much peace and joy. And that was the feeling. Now, if I would have gone into that meditation thinking I want to be a millionaire, or, you know, like thinking like, oh, I want, you know, it would have been a very different experience. Now, do I think that money is a resource and money is a tool and that helps you be able to feel like that? Absolutely. So if you imagine that future for yourself, wealthful, you know, abundance, that's going to come anyways, because you're focusing on that feeling that it gave you. And most people who are stressed financially don't feel like that at a creek.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're worried about their problems. They're worried about what could go wrong. They're worried about all these things that could, you know, that are basically it's the road that they're taking that is going to keep them in that headspace. But if you're focusing on that feeling and that, man, that was a feeling, those things will happen. And then I also told her that I imagined myself like, because we're going to be going to Greece for the retreat. And I was like, I imagined myself on one of those. I've never flown first class. And I imagined myself on one of those like lean back, like bed, like mm-hmm. first class. She's like, yeah, manifest that for me too.
Sitting next to each other, just like, ting.
Yeah. But I mean, I carried a lot of anger and frustration, and the littlest things would like set me off. And I, you know, in a lot of sessions, I was like, I want to let go of this anger. Like, why is this in me? Why is this here? It doesn't need to be here. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to, again, peace. Keep going back to peace. And I used to use the word free used to come to me constantly. Free. I want to be free. I want to be free. I want to be free. I'm like, well, what does free mean, right? Like, free of that stress, free of, you know, this need to perform constantly. I just want to be. And that so much of that is peace. But yeah, it's just been... And honestly, like, I had been on a journey, like a self-development journey, but that Cabo trip, like, everything came to me when I was on that trip. I had a session with Donna where, like, it came to the surface. I said, like, who do I think I am? And she was like, where does that come from? Let's clear that. Like, let's get rid of that, right? And we dug a little bit deeper and, you know, I released a lot of that fear and anxiety around that. And then next thing you know, I was sitting by the pool, and I was just writing out my next trip. The location came to my brain and the name of it, the logo came within like a week. Like everything just started falling into place. And then I told you earlier about like, then I started getting signs from the universe. Like I'm typing out the page that has all the details, and threes just keep popping up on the screen, like in the actual document. And I'm like, what is going on? And then, as I'm going through the process of creating this retreat, I like those threes keep popping up on my keyboard. I'm like, what the heck is going on? I'm like, all right, I know better not to like think that this is just a coincidence, right? Well, once I got everything solidified and the event was out, you know, everyone could see it and stuff, there were no more threes on the keyboard. Like there were no more threes popping up in the document. So I was like, huh, okay, there's a sign from the universe. Like, something about Santorini, these trips, these transformative retreats, like that's a path that like I need to follow, right? And then again, something else happened afterwards, a little bit later on when I was working on a different one. So I'm like, all right, these are all signs. Like, I am doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm staying on this path, and yeah.
Yeah, because like we talked about the good omens of like repetition and numbers earlier. Mm-hmm. And like I wasn't aware of that. And some people, like, I feel like that happens a lot to people, but they're just, yeah, they're not in a headspace or a mindset to be aware that it's happening. Because mm-hmm. like once you start to see something and then you see it consistently or whatever, you just aren't aware that like, oh, when I'm seeing these things, I'm always in this type of situation or like in this mindset or something at the mm-hmm. at the time I'm seeing these things happen.
Absolutely.
And but people just aren't aware enough to like correlate, like, these are popping up when I'm here, these are popping up when I'm here, and this is where it's like leading me to. Mm-hmm. So it's really interesting to be able to like recognize and tap into like, okay, there's something with these, because I don't think it happens to a lot of people that often. And so when you can, it's like, oh, yes. maybe there's something to this, and you start to realize it, recognize it, and you start to see it everywhere, and you're like, okay, yeah. Okay, because you had your butterfly thing.
Well, I had, like, my, like, when I was going through my divorce and, like, finding out more about myself and a lot of self-discovery around that time, I was seeing wolves everywhere, and, like, I was just like, why? That's so random. Like, why am I, like, down to I went on a solo road trip, and then I ran into, like, these two random goofy dudes, and I found out that one of the guys had a wolf shirt collection, and I was like, what?
And you had already been seeing wolves.
And I'd already been seeing wolves. And like,
that's just a cool guy.
And he put and he put on his, and he like changed his shirt, and I was like, hey, wolves. And then he was like, I have a collection. And I was like, and
the,
no shit.
Is he the one that told you like what it
No, he just like was just one of those random coincidences of like, oh, just another wolf. I'm seeing it everywhere. And then and that was more of like self development as far as finding more about who I was as a person. And then more recently, as far as like more development as far as like confidence and I guess more work related, I've been seeing a lot of butterflies. And so then that's
transformation.
That's been like transformation and stuff
and
like
you're,
that.
And you're turning into your butterfly. You're in that process.
And what's hilarious is that this one comes to me with her new logo.
And there's a butterfly.
And it's a freaking butterfly. Yeah. And I was like,
yeah.
Okay.
You're in the right spot.
And I didn't even tell her about the butterfly thing. And she did brought it to me.
Yep.
And I was just like, are you freaking kidding me? And then I got a butterfly tattoo.
Yeah. Yeah, you're in the right spot. I, however, happen to see a lot of really shitty fucking drivers. So I'm hoping that's like my guide to I'm going in the right direction.
What?
No, so speaking of shitty drivers, I was telling Jenna, I'm like, those things would, I mean, I would like, I'll be set off so quickly.
Oh, yeah.
So quickly. And, like, I'm not, it doesn't even bother me. Like, at a like, there will be a moment where if someone is driving, like, really slow, I'm like, dude, why is this person driving so slow? But I don't get that, like, frustration or anger.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait. Who is this person?
See, I try to work on that.
Keep meditating.
Oh, well. But I feel like I have gotten better when it comes to, like, for instance, slow people. All right, I'll go around you if I can. No big deal. But it's the people that are, like, blatant assholes where I'm like, dude. Because I was coming down just to the house the other day.
Yeah.
Like, I was far enough away from a car oncoming that we see each other. It's 3 p.m. We see each other. Like, and this, I'm going this way, he's going this way, and it's clearly, I go right first.
Yeah.
But he's like, I need to turn into my driveway because I live here now. And like, just cuts me off, but doesn't cut me off fully, and just like, backs up. He's like, oh, sorry. And I'm just like.
You're like, we're all human.
He's a nice guy. Maybe you just didn't see me. Don't know how.
Well, we'll be tested, you know, and you'll get moments like that. But it's like someone who is used to like rolling the window down and flipping someone off and saying, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like that change will be, there's no action, right? There's still a frustration, but then, you know, and then little
maybe
by
it'll just turn into a grip the steering wheel.
Literally. And then within seconds, it's gone. You know what I mean? Yeah. But like, I was under the impression that I was so aware. I'm like, I'm so self-aware. I would have conversations with people. They'd be like, you're so self-aware. I'm like, well, then how can I go about my day? Like with these, all these little occurrences are like getting under my skin and it was happening constantly, but it was because I was in fight or flight like all day. Everything would get to me, right? There was a reason why I constantly had nausea. I was sick all the time. She knows my immune system was trash, but like you clear what's going on in your brain, like your immune system improves by 50% when you're actually managing what's happening in your brain. And my brain was, it was sad, like the things that I would say to myself on a day-to-day basis. So when you're consistently saying things like that and those thoughts are just ruminating in your head all day long, of course, like little things like that will get to you.
Yeah.
So the changes, they start subtly, but then it's like, now I am aware when I get a judgmental thought. Like the second I get a judgmental thought, I'm like, I'm aware of it. And I'm like, why, where's that coming from?
Like, oh, I'm being negative right now.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's just, there's an awareness there. And then when you know you want peace, you want to be on that creek with that sun coming in, you want to feel amazing. Is that person going to be looking at another human being saying like, oh, wow, like, oh gosh, why are they like that?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Like, cause you don't care.
Yeah. Cause that's sad for them to think that way. Yes. If so.
It doesn't represent like who you want to be.
Yeah.
So
directly after the trip, one of the things that happened to me that I was like, wow, I'm responding so much more different than I usually would was like, I got out of work, went to my car, and I was like, someone hit my car. Huh. Oh, and usually I'd be in tears, yeah, and like having a full blown like,
not a big deal.
And I was just like, it's just a bumper. She's already been hit a million times anyway. I'll fix it.
I remember when you told me. I remember when she told me too.
And I fixed it. Yeah. And it was like, it wasn't a big deal. And yeah, like,
I remember like, I used to say like, whenever I would get financially, like whenever I would get stressed out financially, I'd be like, Ash, like, get out of that. Like, you know, always works itself out, right? There were some times where I would be so stressed, like it would be eating away at me like all day. Nothing good is going to come from like when you sit in that.
Yeah, just dwelling in it.
And I would tell myself like, all right, you just got to get out of it. Dude, it's going to happen. Like, you're going to be fine, right? And then the second that I would actually change, like shift that energy, boom, I would get a client or someone would, you know, I'd set up a call, something would happen. Like money would be put back into my account. Something would happen. And I used to say that like, oh, I just have to change my perspective. But like in the grand scheme of things, if you're in fight or flight all day long, like you're going to have those days where you ruminate on it for a day, 2 days, 3 days, versus when you're present and you're aware of what's happening, you can change it in seconds. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or like that thought comes in, oh shoot, like I'm not going to do as well this month. And then you catch it right away and you're like, dude, no, like
you'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and again, the more that you start putting yourself into that, you know, I don't know when I'm going to be in that damn creek. Mm-hmm. It better be soon. But, you know, you start imagining when all those little things start happening, people start noticing that you're different, right? I'm not triggered around my mom or my dad. I'm much calmer. I laughed at her like, I'm not biting my nails. I have never in my life been able to not bite my nails for a half day.
Dang, you know what? I can't remember the last time I bit my nails, because I used to do that. Like it was just a habit.
It was who I was.
Yeah. Well,
she would get acrylics, and like, so whenever I get my nails done, it keeps me from like biting.
Uh-huh.
But like, she'd be like,
I would rip them off.
Tear off her whole nail. She barely had any nails on her actual
I would tear
finger.
Off my acrylic like, nail and like bite
her,
it. And
her finger, natural fingernail literally would be like this little tiny itty bitty. Yeah. Like
it's nothing. They're still very small. They're taking time. But like the fact that I went a day without biting my nails. Mm-hmm. So if you choose to believe that that is a possibility, everything will start changing in your life. But you know, because you're picking up on all those little things. If I'm able to keep my calm throughout the day and not fly off the handle, right, there are going to be things that, you know, that have triggered you your whole life that have been like massive issues, that it's going to, again, it might be a different step-by-step process, you know.
Yeah.
But seeing something, experiencing that for myself, the magnitude of it was enough for me to be like, I would be silly not to spend more time putting myself into that environment. That's why the meditation. I originally, when we went to Cabo, we had a meditation that we did together. I feel like I want us to do it every single day the next time that we're in Santorini. Like now that I know the effects of what it's had on me and us being in that, and like us as a group being in that, mm-hmm, and being in that energy. And then again, like opening up the possibilities, because if you're in the meditation and you're telling yourself like you're letting those thoughts come in like, oh, this is, you're not really going to be able to change that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to, right? You're not going to change it. But when you're in that energy of the people around you are just exuding that, and you're taking that in and you're doing it consistently each day, and as you're there, you're noticing the change because you're pulling yourself out of that environment. It's a beautiful environment. Mm-hmm. Santorini alone, you go to that island is magical. like you wake up and you walk outside and I'm like, you wake up, you walk outside and you see this cliffside of like white, beautiful, like homes. Mm-hmm. And then just the bluest, prettiest water with like the most incredible sunrise. Like you just that alone. That alone is enough.
Maybe the creek is going to be in Santorini.
I know. You know, dude, maybe.
Yeah. You'll be like standing there and then all of a sudden you'll be like, wait a minute.
I'm like, wait.
This is it.
You'll have like some deja vu or something like that. And you'll be like.
When that happens, you know, like I only know that it's like a hike and then you just like randomly like run into it or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like I'll know right away and I'll say like, I did. This is something that I had manifested things into my life before, but not to the, you know, I didn't have the awareness that I have now. So it wasn't like purposeful, right? So
you'll have this meditation and healing on this retreat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it just going to be a consistent thing on like you're having this incorporated in your retreats from now on?
Yes. Like that is going to be like a group meditation and then maybe even like a solo, mm-hmm. like a solo meditation, like one as a group and then a solo. I'll go through the, I really wanted to, like, I have a working itinerary right now, but I wanted to get a feel for everyone that's going to be there so I can make some changes as I go. But again, working itinerary already, but already now with like, I'm like, no, we got to do meditations every single day for sure. Mm-hmm. And then obviously the breakout sessions, the healing sessions with Donna, Missy's going to be coming. So that our achievement psychologist. So she's very like, Donna is let's take those obstacles. Let's take that at your core, the root cause of the issue, and let's tackle that and let's go of that. Let's let go of that. And then Missy is very, here's a process that we're going to follow. So we clear that obstacle. Awesome. Now we're going to give you this process of next steps of what you really want to achieve. Mm-hmm. So whether or not it's, you know, with a business owner and they want to build their business or they want to expand, or if it's someone who maybe it's, you know, a mom that, you know, she wants more for herself, but she's not quite sure like what she wants. Right. But she knows that she needs to pull herself out of that experience.
Yeah. Misty helped a lot with like my, my own like self-doubt and imposter syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I think it's awesome.
And that was like a, like a what 20 minute conversation.
Yeah, we were like
and it was just a conference, like it wasn't like, even a full session.
It wasn't even like a session. We were just at breakfast talking and like mm-hmm. she just like mentioned a few things that I was just like, why do I feel this imposter syndrome? Mm-hmm. Why do I feel like I am awesome. I am creating these great experiences. Dude. I am valuable. Like I'm enough. And like Ashley's like, yeah, why do you think I bring you on these trips?
Like it's not just that. It was hilarious because Donna, the healer, she was like, this is the best like the hair like style I've ever had. She's like, I told her exactly what I wanted and she did exactly what I wanted. She told me the difference between like the last couple times that she got her hair done. And she's like, this is what I asked for. This is what I received. Right. Yeah. Completely different. She was like, Jenna's amazing. And I'm like, I know. Right. Like, gosh.
And this is a woman that's like literally been on like covers of magazines and stuff.
Covers
and, like,
of magazines. And she's telling Jenna that. And my hair, mind you, I have had blowout after blowout after blowout after blowout. Mm. Dry bar, blow dry bars everywhere. Right. And I've never had someone give me a blowout and have it stay as long as Jenna does, as long as Jenna's work does. Mm-hmm. And that's like, that's not me just saying it, like that's legitimate. So, and then she just, you know, Jenna exudes, I told her this earlier, she just exudes this, she has such a beautiful energy. And like, even if things happen in her life that are, you know, yeah, that like bring her down for a second, like it just, she doesn't lose that energy. And that's like, that's infectious. I've always wanted that. I want my staff to be an example of that, right? Mm-hmm. And so
that's what's funny though, is that like I feel like we see these things in each other, but then we're sitting here just like, I'm not enough. And then,
that's the thing.
Like, I want to be like you.
That's the thing with, like, I think most people is, of course, like I was telling you earlier, it's easy to give advice, but not get yourself out of your own cycle that you're in of whatever you may be dealing with. And like, yeah, we all are our own like worst self-critics.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, especially when I see you being your worst self-critic, and I'm like, you're gonna be great. I don't know what you're talking about. And then like the next day you're like, it went great. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
Duh. Told you.
I'm trying to, what was the thing recently that happened?
It was the nails, or it was that retreat.
Oh, yeah. I went on some retreat and then I was like, oh my God, I suck, I'm awful. And then like,
oh,
I
please.
Got, and then I got talked to, and then I was like, actually, everything was great.
I was like, we love you.
You were amazing. She's like, what?
I was like,
oh, no, it was so bad. But that was a big thing too. Like when I was going through my depression, like I thought that I was walking, like I felt like I was walking around with a cloud above my head and I didn't know how to get out of it.
Yeah.
And I thought that I was just this awful person that was just shitting on everyone around her. And like every single one of my clients is like, dude, like you're fine. Like considering like, you know, how you're feeling. Cause I would be honest with how I was feeling.
Yeah. And like you're in a better space, I would say. Right. And like, you're still healing.
Yeah.
But we're like, always, yeah, we're always all of us. Still healing. Absolutely. But
like you're in a better everyone space, especially compared to like past retreats.
Oh my gosh.
So like, yes. it's probably a silly question cause it's so obvious, but like with these healing and meditative, additions you've added to your retreats, like what kind of difference did you see from before they were involved?
Absolutely.
As to after, like what?
Oh my gosh. So one specific client, the first time that we had that conversation with Donna, the healer, I remember she was, you know, much more timid. She didn't really want to open up. Not she didn't want to open up, but she wasn't as like keen on talking. Like Jenna and I we'll sit there and start bawling our eyes out, like get all the emotions out. We'll talk about it. We'll get to the nitty gritty, right? She had a lot more resistance. Mm. And for her, she was in her 50s, right? And she knew that she was in a place where she wanted to make a change, but there are all these obstacles for her to hop over. Mm-hmm. So that retreat, she had already been working with me. She was a client of mine already. That retreat was her opening the doors. She opened the doors. She hadn't walked through it yet. She opened those doors. And then she got back from the retreat feeling phenomenal, right? And that lasted for like a couple of weeks. A lot of people will get back from like retreats or like transformative experiences, and like within like a day or two, they're like, man, I wish I could go back and like experience that again.
Yeah.
It lasted about a couple of weeks. And then she had to be very, very mindful of like all these little things that were happening that were trying to pull her out of it. Mm. But because she had that experience to put herself into that place of have that feeling of how it felt, she was someone that never went on trips by herself. You know, it was always with the family. She would never speak up for herself. Very people pleasing. Was afraid to, you know, talk about herself, or, you know, she's a top sales. She is one of, if not the top sales representatives in her company. Mm. But you wouldn't believe that. Like when you would see her, she would make herself so small. And one of the things that she said was, I don't want to make myself small anymore. Well, lo and behold, she had this call with her company, and these seem like small details, but in the grand scheme of things, they're massive. She had this call with her company, and the owner was talking about their results, and they were like doing terribly in regard to like national results overall. Mm-hmm. And they record the whole Zoom meeting. Well, when he was going over the results, he didn't record it. And then he clicked record as soon as he asked everyone for feedback. And she said no one was saying anything about feedback. And she said within seconds, she shot her hand up to give feedback. That is not her personality. Mm-hmm. And she said, you know, I'm concerned. This is a people pleaser who, like, you know, doesn't want to draw attention to herself and wants to make herself small. She's like, you know, it kind of bothers me that we're not talking about how terrible our results were. How do you feel about our company as a whole, given that that's where we're like, this is Donna. Our Donna from the trip, not the healer, Donna.
Sorry, there was like, it sounded like someone was hitting something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, was it me? Oh.
No.
And I was like, oh my gosh. And she was listening to this podcast every single day that talks about manifestation, talks about, you know, getting rid of those people-pleasing habits. And every day she was coming into her sessions, like listening to that podcast. and just recognizing all these little things that were happening. So for her, it was, we went on that retreat in February. Mm-hmm. And first couple of weeks, she felt great. And then she started noticing like that old self wanted to come back again, right? Well, she was able to pull herself out of that, right? And get back on that track and do something that she never would have done before. Stuck up for herself in that meeting, right? And now she's talking about going in and filling out applications to leave and get a different job. She wants to go back into leadership. She is not in a leadership role right now. She's miserable in her role. That's causing, you know, unnecessary stress in her life. So these are all things that happened after that trip. And that was just for her. Speaking for myself, I mean, Jen has talked about, you know, how she started to feel after, but for myself, like, I am a different, like, human being. And, you know, whether or not my transformational retreat was the cause of that, or it was, you know, that coupled with, you know, all my transformational breathwork sessions, my therapy, my relentless desire to just be a better human being in general, all I know is that I cleared a lack of self-esteem on my own retreat that, oh yeah. Yeah, now I get, I'm like, what? I cleared this, the lack of self-esteem, and I feel like I'm deserving of that now. I truly do. And I know that it's because in my heart, my intentions are to be a positive influence on other people and to serve. Like, I feel best when I'm helping other people feel really good about themselves. Mm-hmm. That's when I'm at my best. I love it.
Yeah.
It like, and it started as, I like to make other people feel good because I don't feel good and I don't want to heal myself, to I'm healing myself and I'm so whole right now that I want to share that. Like, I want people to feel like that. Mm-hmm. And that's like,
that's why we work so well together, though, is that like, that's at the core of who we are. We're like, we want to help other people and make them feel awesome.
Yeah.
But then we're like, oh, but we want to work on ourselves.
I need to feel good too.
Yeah.
I can't focus on just them feeling good. And
that's why I think like the addition to all these like healing and meditations, like it's just another
level. You're not going, you're nuts. You're not coming with us, you're nuts.
True. So next up is Santorini, Greece.
Yeah. Get in, loser. We're going to Santorini.
Yeah.
That's October?
Yeah, October. Okay. 17th through the 22nd. We're going to be flying out earlier, but everyone will be flying out on the 16th because you lose a day. And yeah, like I said, we had meditation, breath work, our photo shoot. I didn't talk about the photographer. The photographer is such a beautiful human being.
I can't wait to meet her.
Her energy is so cool. Everything. Like, her energy is me times like 10. Mm-hmm. Like that. And she's just like, it's beautiful. She's a beautiful human being. But yeah, healing sessions with our achievement psychologist. We're going to be doing a catamaran sunset boat ride. We're going to do a traditional Greek night. So that's like with like the break, they break the plates and they do the dance. Yeah, we're going to be doing that. And then a cooking class or a private chef dinner. It all depends. Putting out into the universe that we're going to get this venue that I really, really, really want. Yeah. So we are going to get, that's going to happen as well. And then just the breakout sessions like as a group. That's like one of the things that I can't wait for, because there's something so special when you're with people who are just have these crazy goals, mm-hmm. and like truly feel like actually feel like they're going to accomplish those things. Mm-hmm. It makes you feel like you can accomplish anything. That alone is worth so much. But then you're going to do it in this like insane like place that's just like
it's beautiful.
It's literally heaven on earth.
Place, yeah.
And I didn't say it earlier, but that island I went to alone, mm-hmm. when I was 20, it'll be 10 years in October exactly, and I went after the most toxic relationship of my past, and that island was like therapeutic for me. Mm-hmm. I went there and got so much clarity being there alone. I'd never been on anywhere alone, and I was getting up, you know, 5 a.m. to watch the sunrise. Ashley at 23 was not getting up at sunrise, dude. No, no one was going to get me up at sunrise at that time. But when I was on that island, I didn't want to miss one. That's how beautiful it was and how calming. And I would just sit on the, and that was what I envisioned. That was what I envisioned for the group. I was like, I need, and that's why so many of the places that I was seeing on the island, were it wasn't working. Cause I'm like, they need to get that experience. I want them to wake up and feel that, walk outside and see this, like, what is, how is this a place on earth? That's how much it how amazing it made me feel at that time, right? When I was really healing from a very toxic, abusive relationship. And so I knew that that was where it had to be. And I was like, nope, it's going to be there. It's got to be there. So.
It's going to be awesome. We're going to have to do another one, like, after that trip.
Oh, like, yeah. Oh gosh. Her and I are going to be like, we're just so happy. Start crying.
Everyone needs to go.
Do you want, I don't think you've said it on your socials at all, but like, do you want to say what the next trips are going to be, or is that like secret for now?
No, I'm going to say it. Yeah. More than likely, February is going to be Bali and May is going to be Tulum.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So if you're not going, you should go to these next ones.
You got the next ones coming up. I'll you know what? Thank you for reminding me. I need to get those dates solidified and I need to get something up that has like basic information so people can put their information in and I can keep them in the loop and like let them know more details. And I'm very big on, again, I want to craft it based off of like the group. And so I want to have a very basic structure of what it's going to look like. And then if we need to change some things around, like we can, but I want it to be very tailored to the group.
Yeah. What would you say, I feel like, is a good way to end it on, to people that, you know, like what something to draw them to this experience, this program you have to train with you, to like have more of a basis for self-confidence in themselves and just strive to achieve something truly opening. And
We limit ourselves to what we want because so many of us don't feel like we deserve it. I myself included, I didn't feel like I deserved to live that kind of life. Who do I think I am, right? That was what I would tell myself. So at its core, if someone is feeling like there's some type of lack, like they're missing out on something, they have a desire to do something, whether or not that's travel or ask for a promotion or leave their job, get a different job or travel, you know, travel the world, something, but their mind is telling them like, that's just not for you. And I used to say that when I was just training clients, like you got to stop telling yourself that that life isn't for you. Because if you tell yourself that you're not going to be healthy and you're not going to go to the gym, you're not going to, right? But if at your core, you don't feel like you deserve it, you hold yourself back from those experiences. Why would I sign up for that? I don't feel like I deserve to be happy. But I think a lot of people don't even understand that they have that thought process, that exists, right? So if you're someone who is literally looking for more in your life, which I think all of us are, then a trip like that is more than valuable because it helps you realize that you are here for more.
We only have like one shot at life on this earth, you know, like, and why wouldn't you put everything you've got into trying to making that life better?
Amen. Well, Ashley, Jenna, thanks for talking to me. It's been awesome.
But so good.
Yeah, follow her and go on a trip.
Yes.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Thank you.